Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
From talented stars producing the gold that was no doubt expected of them and being swiftly handcuffed because of it, to talents performing an act they fully believed was A-OK and getting fired for their troubles. Sometimes even following orders can have disastrous results. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who were punished for obeying orders. Number 10, Triple H, takes the rap after the Click are allowed to bring the curtain call to life by the boss. There's not much more to add when discussing just how monumental the infamous curtain call was in terms of shaping and shifting how fans viewed the wrestling business for years to come. And while many were quick to point the finger at the Click for going into business for themselves and destroying a facade generations before them had been protecting for decades, the truth is a little more complicated than that. WWE chairman Vince McMahon was said to have given the green light to a farewell ceremony of sorts at a Madison Square Garden show as Kevin Nash and Scott Hall were soon to be departing the company. What soon transpired clearly wasn't what the boss had in mind, though. Yet with Shawn Michaels acting as the promotion's poster boy, and the other two top-level guys saying sayonara, McMahon only had one option when dishing out some punishment in response to the incident. Bury the game. Oh, the irony. Triple H's time in the doghouse didn't last that long, admittedly. But the record will always show that he was knocked down a peg for simply following through with a farewell that McMahon had approved in advance. Number 9, Mark Henry. Sent back down to developmental after dodgy gimmicks don't click. Despite the best laid plans, you just never know how or even if a wrestler is going to connect with a live audience and take off in the way he'd hoped. Unfortunately for Vince McMahon, after forking out some of his megabucks on giving Olympic weightlifter Mark Henry a bumper deal, it soon became clear that things just weren't clicking as expected. Perhaps in an attempt to make Henry reconsider whether he was really interested in a career in professional wrestling, a whole host of peculiar gimmicks were initially thrown his way, ranging from sexual chocolate to the father of Mae Young's hand. Yep, it got a bit weird. However, Henry still plowed on and put his all into everything he was ordered to do on TV. But his reward for being consistently humiliated sadly came in the form of ultimately being carted down to developmental for further conditioning and to sharpen his overall presentation. It likely worked out for the best, as Henry eventually came back better than ever. But you can forgive him for feeling a little hard done by after simply taking the dodgy material that was launched at him early on and trying his best to turn it into chicken salad. Number 8, Sting. Being a WCW guy leads to a debut stutter. The reality of the Monday Night Wars is that many of the stars signed to the warring companies were simply following the orders of the guys pulling the strings behind the scenes. But that still didn't stop Vinnie Mac from embarrassing and punishing many a former WCW talent for their part in the war once they finally arrived on his shores. Perhaps the most notable instance of this childish hammering of nails in a long-since-buried coffin came in the form of a certain Icons treatment back in 2015. After finally showing up on WWE TV for the very first time, Stinger was thrown into a mouth-watering showcase program with the boss's son-in-law heading into Mania 31. Yet instead of giving the clear crowd favorite and debuting star a win on the grandest stage, Sting was bested by the game, and WWE once again won a battle against their old sparring partners. Yay. It's just a shame nobody else in the stadium gave a toss about said symbolic victory that pretty much killed Sting's WWE run on night one. Number 7, Wade Barrett. Bad news leads to more bad news. The long-running narrative when it comes to stars attempting to make a name for themselves on WWE programming is that when given an opportunity to generate some buzz, you should take it with both hands and run with it. In the wake of the Nexus faction fizzling out, and subsequently getting lost in the shuffle around 2013, Wade Barrett was left needing something of a career rejuvenator. As it happens, he found just that after his Bad News Barrett shtick on WWE's The JBL and Cole YouTube show quickly began to generate a bit of buzz online and backstage. Keen to capitalize on a popular enough concept, Bad News Barrett was soon nudged onto WWE television. The only problem was that Vince McMahon hadn't actually watched any of Barrett's YouTube work, and had not planned on this new act getting over to the degree it did. So instead of leaning into its sizable popularity, WWE told the Brit to pull back on the bad news, quickly killing off the most overrun of his career with the company. Number 6, Muhammad Hassan, sent back down to developmental after terrorizing the dead man. Timing is often everything in the business of professional wrestling, and never has it ever been so unsettlingly bad than during the period that saw Muhammad Hassan target The Undertaker on WWE programming. Leaning into racial stereotypes and attempting to capitalize on the real-world tension being brought about by the War on Terror isn't what you class as the wisest idea at the best of times. But WWE found themselves in some particularly hot water on the back of an angle that saw Hassan orchestrate a masked man attack on the dead man, largely because said moments would eventually air a few days after the real-life London bombings. Not airing the angle in Europe still didn't stop the global press from coming down hard on WWE, and it wasn't long before UPN were doing everything in their power to get Hassan off WWE programming. Sure enough, the real-life Mark Julian Capani was written off TV following the Great American Bash, and sent back down to developmental. All in all, Hassan's wrestling career took a substantial hit thanks to WWE's commitment to the controversial gimmick and angle, with the star announcing his retirement a few months on from his demotion. Number 5, Daniel Bryan let go for grabbing the moment by the scruff of its neck. Before making their presence known on the June 7, 2010 edition of Monday Night Raw, the group eventually known as the Nexus were ordered to wreak as much havoc as humanly possible. Apart from the punching of audience members and the trashing of expensive cameras, everything was said to have been on the table when it came to destroying the ring and those occupying the space around it. Unfortunately for Daniel Bryan, though, his overexuberance in making an example out of ring announcer Justin Roberts instantly rubbed Vince McMahon up the wrong way. Despite not being explicitly told, his strangling of him with a necktie was off-limits. Bryan would later note that the company apologized for ultimately releasing him for his actions, confessing they had to because they had sponsors to deal with. Number 4, Shayna Baszler. Vince McMahon wanted her to be legit, just not too legit. When trying to get a new star over on the main roster, it's not uncommon for Vinnie Mac to completely overlook what once made them a much-talked-about commodity elsewhere, and throw his own balmy ideas into the mix instead. However, in the case of Shayna Baszler, it appears the WWE boss was at least partly singing from the same song sheet as his son-in-law for a time, encouraging Baszler's distinct physicality and brutality upon making Monday Night Raw her new home in 2020. But after applauding the Queen of Spades for producing a performance on the red brand which looked like she was going off the map and beating someone up, McMahon suddenly had a change of heart when the Queen of Hearts tied up with Baszler. After shooting around a bit before getting to the finish, McMahon was said to have been perplexed by the display, claiming it looks like you were just fighting each other. He then demanded the pair to redo the match, effectively handing Baszler a must-do better report card back, after the star had seemingly just done what was being asked of her. Number 3, Zack Ryder getting his brand over results in being the butt of the joke. With WWE now seemingly mostly interested in pushing their stars as independent brands, it's amazing to think that a wrestler once found themselves with their wings being clipped for simply doing that very same thing. Long before social media was being utilized by the company in the way it is today, Zack Ryder began picking up steam on the back of his Z True Long Island Story online series becoming an unprecedented YouTube hit. Selling out his shirts despite not being used on TV, it wasn't long before WWE had no choice but to give the people what they wanted. Well, for a bit. After finally being given a bit more airtime opposite the likes of John Cena, and even winning the US Championship, WWE ultimately pulled the rug on the star. Embarrassing angles which saw him being launched off the stage in a wheelchair and kicked in the balls by Eve Torres were Ryder's just desserts for grabbing those imaginary brass rings that talents are routinely ordered to reach for. Number 2, Dustin Rhodes. Blading is all good except when it's not. Though it's largely a rare occurrence to see a wrestler shed some blood by their own hands in the likes of WWE today, there was a time when blading was about as commonplace as a power slam in the industry. However, coming into WCW's Uncensored pay-per-view in 1995, the company were very much against the cutting open of a star for the sake of some extra drama being laced into a contest. Also, that's what they claimed after Dustin Rhodes and the Blacktop Bullies King of the Road contest. Despite Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair also shedding some red juice on the night, and Rhodes even going on record to state that the pair had been given permission to show off some blood before committing the contest to tape, both men were given their marching orders after the heavily edited contest aired. Rhodes would later confess that he felt this was just a way to free up some more money for Hogan and his pals, who were making their way into WCW around that time. Number 1. Triple H, again, demoted for developing the next generation. Bookending this collection of talents who felt the heat for doing what they were told, once again, Triple H was left with egg on his face after seemingly just fulfilling his obligations. After largely being the driving force behind WWE's first revamp of the NXT brand, making it a place where independent and completely fresh new talent could become main roster ready, it felt as though the game's trial run of being the head of a promotion was going swimmingly, with the likes of Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, and Bianca Belair, to seriously name but a few, all showing that the game was pretty good at this next generation building malarkey. But all of this good work was ultimately met with indifference by Vince in the end. Feeling that the game's way just wasn't up to scratch, Triple H was soon demoted, and NXT was once again changed up in a desperate attempt to target a younger demographic. Judging from NXT 2.0's current lack of success, McMahon could live to rue the day he punished his son-in-law for being good at his job. Fancy that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.